Gone are the long drives and ferry rides that have become a way of life for those on Christian Island requiring dialysis treatment. And roughly 100 attendees welcomed the province's first assisted care home dialysis unit at Beausoleil First Nation on Tuesday. The dialysis unit here is going to replace the travel and the problems that people were having, going to mainland for dialysis, said Beausoleil First Nation Chief Joanne Sandy. The six machines located in a renovated house at 20 Gakan Kiakans was the culmination of a project that began as discussions in the 1990s by island residents forced to endure the imperfect ferry schedule for their travel to Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital for treatment, often taking 8 hours in the process. This was a true team effort to get us all together, OSMH CEO Carmen Stumpo said. The availability of dialysis services on the island is a life-changing service. I don't think that many of us can truly appreciate the impact this will have for those individuals requiring that service. Sandy noted that those using the service, including one of her own relatives, would only need 3 hours to cleanse blood and travel safely back home shortly thereafter. The announcement held another first, as chiefs, former members of council and members of the dialysis team were proud to state that the dialysis unit marked the first home care for Indigenous communities. It's been a long time since we've been trying to work with the community to get something more substantial, said Krista Lovering, Program Director for Regional Kidney Care at Soldiers Memorial. Lovering's moving speech to the attendees on the importance was ended with her tears of joy and relief at the accomplishment. Added Stumpo. Through co-creation, we're able to ensure that Indigenous help stays in Indigenous hands. Midland opened a new dialysis center 2 years ago to replace an aging clinic at Georgian Bay General Hospital's Penetanguishene site. In a recent story published Midland Today, nephrologist Dr. Caroline Stigant estimated more than 20,000 people undergo clinical and home-based dialysis.